This episode of WDW Today is brought to you by Dojo Pro. Dojo Pro presents the ultimate professional wrestling opportunity, a gauntlet competition in which 13 independent wrestlers, including stars like Joey Janela, James Storm, and Jeff Cobb, fight their way up the ladder. The winner of each will receive the Dojo Pro white belt and continue on. And at the top, the Dojo Pro black belt and a shot at the Ring of Honor World Television Championship. And it's available right now, 12 episodes, all under 30 minutes and available if you're an Amazon Prime member for absolutely free, or you can rent and purchase it on Amazon Prime and maybe some more outlets by the time you hear this. Again, find it at dojopro.co. Grease, you got something to say?
On with the show.
Oh, there you go.
Bringing the world to your world. This is WDW Today.
It's Wednesday, July 18th, and this is episode 1618 of WDW Today. I'm Logan Seculo.
How'd you like that? We got an 18 and an 18 on the date of 2018.
Oh, this is our golden year.
Yeah. Mm.
Golden episode. Because that will never happen again.
Well, in 100 years it may.
Well, we're still doing this show. Well, then
I'll be the only one. Yeah.
Which, you know what that means.
We're next to die.
Yep. You never want to be the oldest person alive.
No, Will and I always text each other whenever the oldest person dies. And we're just like, oh, again. Because you don't hear about them for anything else other than when they die.
Mm-hmm. And, oldest person in the world, dead at 124.
Always.
It's always a headline.
Only time you hear about them.
Associated Press.
Is it really 124?
I mean, over the last decade? Yeah, one of them was.
I think the last was like 116, 118, something like that.
That is next level.
Well, yeah. They're literally the oldest person in the world.
What does it say on your Coke can there?
Sure.
I'm not endorsed by them.
Know, by the way, I'm Will Haynes.
It says teammate.
Oh, teammate.
Share Coke with a teammate, except I never got picked for the team.
I don't want to share a Coke with anyone.
Yeah. If you get,
even with two
share
straws.
A six-pack of Coke, different, but share a singular Coke.
Everybody you know.
Yeah, you don't
backwash.
Walk around.
Bad for
especially
you
with a teammate.
Yeah.
And some people try to
go there like chewing tobacco.
Some people try to get around that with like the two straw method. Not good.
I feel like there's more backwash.
It actually,
well, not anymore.
Actually,
you can't get straws anymore.
It actually puts
the two straw method, you're going to hear about it the thing. I feel like that's like a motivational speaker thing. This is the two straw
that's
method.
That's true. But that's going to be my speech at the thing.
Wait, are we speaking of the thing?
Terry's about to die.
Are we speaking of the thing? Terry, I'm invited, right?
Yep. Terry's blood red.
I'll give that speech.
What's the two straw method?
I don't even want to know.
Because he's oddly thinking, like, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
I'll write that down for later.
Hey, two straws. Today.
Two dragons.
We're actually going to take a listener topic that came up. That sent it to Terry, and it's something maybe some of us haven't had dealt with, maybe some of us haven't, because we quickly brought this up in our quick pre-show planning. But Terry, why don't you, maybe you can even read us.
Can we call that a production meeting from now
can
on?
Can we read it?
30 seconds before we start, that's production meeting, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, read it verbatim so that we don't take them out of context.
I also may need to recuse myself from this episode, because I have a feeling I'm going to upset some people at home.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
Have you guys ever done a show about re-entering normal life after a WDW vacation? First day back, and I'm not sure what to do with myself. After 11 days at Walt Disney World, I'm having a serious time. I keep checking my app for fast passes and wondering if I need to make dining reservations. If you have any strategies, I'd appreciate your help.
Okay, so I will say this. Now, I don't think I've come to the fact where I'm like checking the app, but I definitely know what they mean. I will mainly experience this after the two times we've done the cruise.
Yes.
I feel like that's 24/7 in your face, fake reality. You know, it's not real. You're in this whole little bubble where you don't drive anywhere. You're walking to all your restaurants. It's going to see movies. It's enjoying time with your family. It's different. It's different than a lot of vacations. And it can be weird because it does kind of throw you off. I can say that even my kids suffer from it. Not necessarily suffer from like, oh, we want to be back at Disney World. Obviously they do. But it throws them off even like their normal routine of, oh, I have to go to work now, and I'm not here 24 hours.
Or they want to go take a dip in their own pool, and they're like, where's Ariel?
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
And then I got to call some woman.
You got to call the second-rate Ariel over.
Enchanted
Ariel. Secondrateariel.com.
Yeah. I wouldn't go to that.
No, we don't endorse that page. I don't know what it is.
I will say this. When Terry was first reading this, all I could do was just, you know, put my head on my hand. However,
they call that a face palm, Grease.
The face palm. However, I could see that being like a real struggle for kids. Like, legit. Like, if they've been doing that for a week.
Yeah, 10 days.
Yeah, or longer.
To be clear, I don't think that that was a child that texted that to Terry. No,
but
you can see.
Well, I know that, but I was thinking of what it would be like.
You were trying to relate.
As a child.
No,
you're trying to relate.
No, Will, in his defense, there are people who go, and I had several friends, that, especially this month, which is a weird month to take a long trip, who were taking 10 and 12 and 14-day vacations. So just when you're gone from like a normal rhythm for over 2 weeks, you kind of forget what regular life is like. And it takes a little while to like reacclimate yourself.
Don't think I've ever had that problem.
Well, okay.
Can't throw that out there.
Okay.
Sorry, so, folks.
Probably less than because you've lived there.
I mean,
any
the
vacation.
Natural progression.
Come back and buck up and go to work.
The natural progression coming back to what we want to call like reality. Is
it's what we want to call it.
What a call
no, you, no. This alleged reality.
You yeah, this whatever.
Nothing is certain anymore.
Something like the non-void, I guess we want to call
life
it.
Life finds a way.
If you
it,
know,
if it changes
you start
your
answering
yourself.
Emails, you take the automatic reply off. You know, you start doing some laundry.
Grease is saying do chores and yeah, you should sure. be good to go.
You'll reacclimate quick.
Put your podcast headphones on, listen to the podcast, pour yourself a nice little whiskey.
Yeah, don't listen to this one.
No.
We're going to encourage you not
right
to listen
because
it probably hurts
sad.
You. Yeah.
Actually, unless you need the advice.
Bob said he's already upset at Will, and he hasn't even said anything yet. That was a couple minutes ago.
Bob Little?
No, Bob Boyle.
Oh.
You know, different than Bob Little.
I would encourage you to make a bad cocktail. Because you've had good ones the whole week. You know what I mean? You're back to it and be like, yeah.
Maybe something pre-made.
I'm just going to make that whiskey and orange juice thing I used to make. You know, you can do that and you're like, oh, yeah, I'm back home. Yeah. Moving on. Yeah.
Take the dog out.
Take the dog, yeah.
Get the dog from the kennel.
Yeah. Trust me, the dog will reawaken you, I feel like, quickly to, why do I have a dog? Like, there's part of you that will quickly question that decision that you even made in your life in general.
Yeah, I mean, unless and they have this weird disorder where they think that their own dog is like Pluto, then yeah. They're back in it.
Did you see that Mickey was doing the? Have you seen like the videos on Facebook where they held up the sheet and drop it
yes.
right away?
Yeah.
Well done. Yeah, that was good.
That was fun. That was a good
was
little viral moment.
Fun. I will say this.
I think that's torturing
the
your dog.
Acting was bad.
Yeah, it wasn't the best.
It was not the best Mickey
are
Pluto.
You, time out. Questioning the acting skills?
No, I'm saying that they had to act a certain way to mimic the real people.
Yeah, Mickey was smiling the whole time. Just kind of
yeah,
threw
why
it off.
Didn't Mickey frown
yeah.
or do a deadpan?
Or a Pluto looked face. Happy the whole time, but he was supposed to
terrible
be
acting.
He just covers his eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Does the old eye cover. Ann says, why don't you listen to the Disney radio stations with park music? I feel again like it's this. I don't know if that's good advice.
Because you're trying to, if you want to reacclimate yourself, just don't immerse yourself with more Disney.
Because Bart Scott today, he posted a video that was like the end track of Living with the Land, which I didn't even think to ever look for. But he, like, I didn't even, I mean, that's why I love him because I wouldn't even.
Less. Soundtrack, I'd be like, yeah.
Well, like, especially that part, just the ending. And he said that he was like, I wonder if that's available. And of course, it's on YouTube.
Of course.
Someone has it. And I listened to it for like 2.5 minutes. And I had it while I was just working. And I was like, well, dang it. Now I kind of want to be on Living with the Land. I kind of miss it. So I don't know. I feel like maybe I don't want to tell people never not to listen to our show or not to do those things. But if you know you're going back sooner than later, then maybe you could start planning your next trip.
I have recently learned. Like yes. When Will is stressed, he will literally tell you, I just need to go to an airport and just sit in the hangar and just chill.
Not a hangar.
Not a hangar.
The
concourse.
Where are you going to hang
whatever.
In a hangar?
The concourse. Whatever.
That sounds small. Like I'm a stowaway.
It's an ultralight.
I just learned that's in the top three most like calming places for Will to live. I will say
to
this.
Live.
If Disney.
Live. You're going to live in an airport.
Have you seen that movie Terminal?
Grease clearly did not really ingest all of that conversation.
Well, no, I
mainly he's going to live in an airport hangar, and he's going to feel fine.
Mainly that you made all a broadcast all over the world.
Yeah, you know.
You talked about doing it multiple days because you said you were going to, you'd get flagged because you'd have to buy tickets and just not ever fly.
He didn't listen to the whole conversation and also may not throw this out to everyone if he actually had listened to our whole conversation.
Oh.
It's okay.
Yeah, the, you know, well, attorney-client privilege, Grease.
Oh.
I'm your lawyer.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Not anymore.
Should I mention that it's okay if Disney people, if that's their happy place and they can listen to...
Here's what you should do.
The airport?
Is start thinking about the bad parts of your trip. And then be, thank God that I'm home.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Because you'd be like, oh, my bed. By the way, much better than your hotel bed. Some positives. Think the positives.
Like maybe the line at Slinky Dog.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Just enjoy the fact that those are the small things, which no one likes. But maybe, yeah, maybe I'm wrong. Just trying to think of ways to acclimate.
Walt Disney World's pretty much the best vacation you can take, in many of our opinions. I think a lot of people, they just want to go back to Disney. They want to go back on vacation because it is hard when you have a great vacation with your family or your friends to come back to the real world. And it just kind of, it's not as fun. So I get that. But at the same time, you have to look at your trip and say, you know what? That was cherished time with my friends or family. And that's part of what made it so good is because it was an escape from the monotony of everyday life. So you can't focus on it. And if you try to like live in it and dwell in it, you're going to quit appreciating it. So you have to just look on it and be like, that was the best. Maybe cue up some Disney radio.
Yeah, so you're saying if you went to Disney like every day of your life, it'd be less special.
I think so. For me, it would. So. And obviously,
some of
that's
my friends
not true.
Do that for their living, and I don't envy them because their job is to go to Walt Disney World, and maybe they video, maybe they do releases. And though part of that is very attractive and very appealing to be your day job, there's also part of you guys, you got to deal with the negative that goes with all that, which is it's not special anymore. It's not fun.
Right.
You're stressing more about parking and not really looking forward to going to the park.
Yeah.
You know, the ride to the Magic Kingdom on the monorail, no longer fun. That just becomes a headache. So yeah, maybe it is. Distance makes the heart grow.
Yeah.
Fun.
I mean, as far as like an immersive, you know, experience, Disney is kind of leading the way.
I'd say so.
And so, I mean, if let's just say that becomes monotonous and then you take that away, that you take the magic away, it's like, where else are they going to go to like feel that?
Yeah. I don't know.
So just go like twice a year at the most.
How did you get back into the swing of things, Matt Lott? After
that's true.
You didn't even go. The thing is, part of you was, you even said that you wanted to keep that special. So you just did the water parks, which are different
kind
of special.
Just did a water park.
Let me tell you, this is a great step. This is a great thing you can do because I can relate to this on the level of Johnny, our kiddo. A few days after we got back, he just randomly said, I want to go back to Disney World. We had a lot of fun there. Just of his own volition. Yeah. And it was like, yes, we did have a line and we will go back. So what you do?
Didn't ground him?
No.
Oh.
No, I'm not an oppressive parent. I'm
like, no, we ain't going back right now.
No, never talk again. Be respectful. No. What you can do is start planning your next trip. That's a lot of fun. Yeah. Jump on in. And good news, the next Lott family park vacation, Memorial Day 2019. What?
Oh, that's quicker than...
I know. We had a huge group family
text. So let's pick another horribly busy time.
It just went. That was my one qualm was like, guys, it's going to be hotter than it normally is.
It's going to be more crowded.
But my sister is a teacher, so we work around her vacation days and stuff like that. So it just worked out. This
it's
is going to be...
Not the worst. So it's
yeah. Worse. And it's not going to be as hot as our water park trip. But... It's not going to be as cool as it usually is.
I don't think you can predict the weather.
It will be hot in the end of May.
It'll be hot.
It's hot at the end of March.
Right. And you can come a few days early and possibly attend the thing 2019.
Oh, my gosh. I just got invited. Everybody hear that?
Yep.
Document
not
that.
Not to speak.
Not that. I just
he'll
got invited
send,
to speak.
He'll send you a coupon code.
Use the coupon code Matt Lott for 20%
off. It's pretty cool.
I've
got this whole speech. It's called the Two Straw Method. It sucks more. That's the rest of the tagline.
Yeah, that's fair.
I like that. It's a little it's catchy. People, it's so, controversial.
Right.
Before we did DVC, we always took advantage of the in-room special on rebooking with Disney. Mm-hmm. And I think that's good advice to start planning your next trip. And we even kind of put one on the calendar when we leave.
Yeah.
Just to say, hey, we can start planning out. We can talk about what we didn't do. And we've always found a way to do something new on every trip. So we always have something new to look forward to, whether it's a new restaurant or a new attraction. Mm-hmm. You know, we've kind of done all the hotels now, so that's kind of a lot of thing. But when a new one opens, we'll go stay there.
Yeah.
Are there perks or discounts if you book it while you're actually there staying?
A lot of times there'll be a in-room offer. A lot of times there'll be a bounce back that'll offer an upgrade to your tickets or free dining many times.
I don't stay on the property, so I don't know.
Yeah.
As I know they do that on the cruise. The cruise is, you're there, and they're like, would you like to spend a day of your cruise booking your next cruise?
Well, see, they've
but
made
you
that,
save a crazy amount of money, right?
They've made that much simpler now, where you literally just fill out a form, and you say you want to book a placeholder cruise. And you give them a $250 deposit, and you're good. And they just bill it to your account. You don't have to go see them. Okay. And then you can get home, have your travel agent call, or call later.
And just handle it and pick
just
the
Just handle
stuff.
It later, yeah. So
yeah,
like,
because that's always been like, I want to do this, but I just don't have the time, don't have the moment, or it's hard for me to plan a year out, 2 years, 3 years out.
And the cruise, for sure. When you come back from the cruise, you definitely feel like, wow, this was a different like Twilight Zone. Like, I don't know that I want to leave this.
Well, yeah, and I also think the cruise is so self-contained. You also have the sort of pain of getting on the boat and then the pain of getting off the boat. So those two extremes, when you have an annoyance of getting on the boat, then you finally get on and then you're relaxing for 4 days, 5 days, 7 days. Then you get the quick reminder of you are back. And you got to go through customs, and you got to deal with all that. You immediately like, oh, dang it, it's 7 o'clock in the morning. I'm exhausted. I got to figure out how to get off this boat. Now there's a million people trying to get to me.
You went on the boat that has a million
it's
people?
It's the Titanic 2.
Oh, my gosh. It's going to need a bigger boat.
There's 2,000, 4,000 people.
Yeah.
That quickly wakes you up.
I love cruises, but, man, that customs thing.
You got to figure that out, man.
You can have the best time. And then it's just
what are you
like,
talking about Greece. Oh, well, you and I flew
you,
by.
You pay the porter. Yeah, yeah. That's our pro
bucks
tip.
Is the way you get through it.
$20 and you're literally through it. In 5 minutes.
There was a man that was demon possessed in
but
front of
still,
us.
It's still a little.
that's a different story.
The porter in front of us was like singing hymns like loudly, and our porter said, "Oh, it's a good thing he's having a good day. Some days he likes the Jesus. Some days he likes the devil."
Bipolar. All
Amen.
Right. So, you know, my question for you guys that have been on a Disney cruise is, I love cruises. I've been on like 10 cruises, right? But it's been a Carnival, Royal Caribbean, Norwegian.
Yeah.
Like, how do I stomach paying that much for a cruise? Like, is it worth it?
It's different. It is a lot more money. But I'd say the experience, it depends on why you're going on the cruise. I would say for you, no, it's not worth
it.
It
would be for kids. It would be for our kids.
You're going for your family or for a different kind of experience, which is, like I said, when they remove just the fact that there's no casino, a completely different crowd goes on the cruise.
Oh, yeah.
100%. So all of a sudden.
What would Greece do for 4 days?
It's not filled with smoke.
He'd hang out in the hangar.
It's not.
Once again, what would Greece do for 4 days?
There's very little smoking. I mean, sure, there's a smoking area, but like,
yeah,
it's a part of a deck.
Yeah.
You know, there, so that your main lobby areas don't have that. There's, you know, nightclubs and that kind of thing are still there, and there's still the different shows and all the different options. But it's the Disney level of entertainment, so you have the more, you know, the bigger stage shows. You have a cleaner experience in general. Although the pod cruise, when we did that on the Norwegian Epic, I'd say was similar to the fact that with that, where instead of having the little stations of, yeah, you should sanitize your hands, or making sure everyone is keeping clean and. It's just a different experience overall. It doesn't feel the same, where I feel that there's Carnival, Royal Caribbean, or Carnival, and then Royal Caribbean, depending on the ship, and then Norwegian, and then just a different category is the Disney cruise. It's just a different experience. Their private island is amazing. And man, I don't know how else to explain it other than it's a family
nothing
experience.
Additional, like, as far as inclusions, like, alcohol, you still have to pay second floor.
Yeah, I would say less inclusive.
Is there like upgrades to like character dining experiences?
There are nicer restaurants, adult only restaurants. I don't know if there's character.
On the 7-night cruises, there's a character breakfast.
Characters are everywhere.
Yeah. And then you can reserve some character experiences depending on the cruise. If it's a Marvel cruise,
yeah,
you can reserve the Marvel characters.
Christmas cruise, they do a Halloween cruise. I've done the Christmas one. Well, it's not over. I didn't do over Christmas, but when they still had it themed that way. It is very similar to your Disney World experience. No rides, or we could do some water rides. They have the
little tube thing.
Tube things. But say no rides, but the resort experience on a boat without having to go anywhere. So I mean, I love it. I think it's a great, great thing. But it is, I mean, even it's been a while since I've been on the one. So it's been 4 or 5 years since I've been. Riker was just 6 months. No, he's about a little over a year old. So it's been, he'll be six. So it's been about 5 years. And the prices that have gone crazy in the last 5 years, due to like the economy obviously going up and everything, it's insane. Like I looked at the same room and it was triple the price.
Yeah.
A few things I'll tell you if you want to go and save money. The time of the year and booking way in advance. So, you know, if you book outside of when kids are out of school or when it's a little less desirable to cruise.
Hey, like hurricane season.
Hurricane season's cheap. Mm.
But it also means you may not make it on the island. Which yeah. you've had happen a lot.
Yeah.
I've never had happen.
Yeah. January's cheap. We're going on a cruise in January, but we're avoiding bad weather by going, you're leaving from somewhere besides Port Canaveral. Galveston, they sail out of, and they sail out of Miami sometimes. Those cruises tend to be way cheap because they don't have the attraction of Disney World to get people there as well. So a lot of those end up being full of cast members and Florida residents and a lot of other discounts. Disney also does a thing called, it's a category called GTY or guarantee, depending on which level you choose. And I looked at the list. There's probably 40 cruises between now and the end of the year that are 30% or more off their normal price. You don't get to pick your room, but you'll be guaranteed a veranda if you book a veranda room. And so there's definitely ways to save. There's some websites that will help you save a little bit too. But yeah, I mean, I think there's definitely ways to save money on a Disney cruise, but I think the experience is definitely elevated. It's definitely,
it's different. It feels Disney like over Vegas. I mean, it's kind of what it feels like. It's a different, it depends on what you're going for. If you're going for a party, I would not recommend it. There are the adult only stuff, but they're limited and they're not as intense maybe, but if you're going for, I want to go watch movies in a full HD 3D movie theater. And I want to go see, you know, what they say are Broadway caliber shows that are Disney themed and you want to meet characters and you want to do all those type things.
And the kids areas are over the top. I mean, one of the kids areas yeah. is literally Andy's room.
Yeah. Or the Millennium Falcon. They have a lot of crazy stuff for kids, and the adults areas are really cool too. And the first Disney cruise I went on with just my wife before we had kids, we rarely went into the kids areas. We hung out in the adults only section for even the beach has an adults only section. Now, if I didn't get on that Snake and Island though, I would be crushed. Mm-hmm. Because that's what I'm looking forward to the most. An amount of people who have told me that they didn't make it on the island, even because some cruises double dip and do it twice and didn't make it either day. Oh, I'd be real mad.
And that's like, for me,
it makes it real tough to swallow that price.
Especially after the pod cruise. Well, we love that island.
The cruise itself, like I live on that island. I would choose a cruise over going to Disney World because of the relaxation element. Yes. Because of the things like the island. Yeah, it's great that they have these themed experiences and the character dining and they bring a little bit of the Disney magic to the Seven Seas, but if I'm not going to get that relaxation component, then I might as well just go to Disney World and have rides and have things like that.
It's a gamble that most of the time pays off. But I have heard from more than just Terry of people who don't make it on the island. And
just trying to reason with hurricane season.
I know
this
sounds weird because it's Mother Nature and all these things, but you think we would have figured it out.
How to stop hurricanes?
No, just stop like being able to get to a port.
Well, it's normally not a hurricane that stops it. It's
choppy seas.
The boat can only handle so much sustained winds.
Yeah.
And when they built, I was the time that I was the maddest about it that it happened to us. And I think it's happened on, we've been on, I think, 10 cruises, and it's happened on 3 or 4 of them.
So almost,
and
half.
One of them was a double dip. So yeah, like
twice,
we got to go one of the two on that.
Okay, well, I would be a little bit okay with it.
I was the most upset when we went on the Dream for the first time and they missed it, because it's like, okay, guys, you've had this island for 15 years or whatever.
Yeah,
you built a bigger boat, and it still didn't have the power.
Yeah.
To get in.
I can't say I know anything about engineering of a cruise ship. It just feels like a weird thing. it happened on the pod cruise. There was almost a chance where we weren't going to get on the island.
Yeah, and a lot of it, I think, has
to
do with...
the water was super choppy.
With the... what do they call them? Transoms?
See, they don't do that to Disney transom. One.
Oh, really?
Disney One's not... no tender boats. It just pulls into a port. You get off and you are there.
Interesting.
So they couldn't even port.
Hmm. Yeah, well, in the
that's scary.
Port R. Wagner is what they call it.
When you
port
have to take the...
Wagoneer.
The tender boat system. I mean, that definitely...
that's what it was on the pod cruise.
Yeah. You only have to do that in a few ports with Disney. They do it in the Cayman Islands. We had to do it there because it was none of the ship. No one docks in the Caymans. But yeah, I mean, I think
well, that's what I was saying, though. Like, I thought it was going to be that type of system. It makes it even more difficult, I guess, that they, like with what Logan's saying, like they can't dock.
I mean, I've been on there and watched, like, gone up to the top deck, watched the captain, like, and the boat's just... losing the battle against the wind and the waves. So, yeah, I mean, that's definitely like, and a lot of times they will do some concession for it. You know, a discount, a bigger, you know, they'll make your 10%, a 20% discount for your next cruise.
That's what I was going to ask, is they do any, like, if you miss the island.
Right, but then you have to go cruise again. Like, it's not like it's like, a...
we're staying out for another
week. It's not like here's a $500 credit.
Right, what's always interesting is they always are able to dock when they're taking you back to shore. Like, they never have issue getting
you
home.
Well, and that's kind of like back to Logan's point, though, is that, you know, obviously within a... it is different going into mainland versus a island in the middle of the currents and the Gulf Stream and things like that. But I don't know. It does seem like you'd think they could figure something out.
But they don't. Well, that was completely opposite of what we're talking about here. This topic just went way off, as usual. So hope you've enjoyed that cruise talk.
Well, no, that's how you get over your Disney vacations. You just go on a cruise.
But during hurricane season, so you don't get to actually experience the cruise.
Yeah, because it can't be the best thing that's ever happened. You have to incrementally get back to reality.
Mm. It depends on what your want is. If you want the Disney experience to continue on, there's stuff in your local area that can kind of bring that back to you, whether that's music, whether that's a local theme park, whether that's, which support your local theme parks if you got them still.
And I think that's what most people want is some sort of a...
And you got your YouTubers and you got your podcasts. And if you want that little bit of Disney or the Disney outlet store we have here in Nashville, or there's a lot of those things that have that little bit of flair to them, go to a Rainforest Cafe, go to something that has a themed element that maybe you'll enjoy. I mean, it's not for everybody, but it's something.
We normally, when we're home, after we're home for like a week or so, we'll try to do like a Disney, we'll do a Disney movie and we'll make something out of our Disney cookbook. Just to kind of like, you know, have sort of that
connection.
Experience and the connection. Because, you know, going back to what Matt said, you know, I think what people are really having a hard time is it's not that they're having a hard time reentering their life. They just had such a great trip, a great experience with their family. And they just want to have some of those moments when they're home too.
I think that's good. I think it's fair.
And I think it's good to talk. It's good to talk about those memories that you had on the trip.
Yeah. Another thing, Disney's about to put out that streaming service. Lord knows what that's going to do for all of us. I mean, that might
take our money.
Yeah. Well, that. But then also,
the void in the home.
They're going to have original content. It's going to be hopefully, you know, they'll have like old school stuff like Gargoyles or. You know, they'll open the vault for the old movies and whatnot.
Who was it that had a problem with Gargoyles?
A dumb person.
Your family?
Yeah, no, me.
What's wrong with
weird?
You?
You know, he thought they were like demons.
Well, I mean, they kind of are. They're
good churches.
Gargoyles are
good,
like old churches.
I don't think that there's
just weird
demons.
I thought that the
demon, by definition, is a nefarious being.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but
so like a little, like a dragon statue with little bitty wings, snarling at you, is not a demon.
Weren't gargoyles?
I didn't say that. Who were you talking
to? Aren't they constructed
to?
On cathedrals
Grease
to scare away
what
demons?
He wants to
okay.
hear.
I thought
and then responds
they were protecting the church. I think I'm wrong.
I was with you. That's what I thought.
It's the primary use of the gargoyle was to illustrate evil through the form of gargoyles.
Yeah, they're ready to pounce on you coming out of church.
In the cathedral, it tells narratives. It's
know,
not just like random
they were
demon.
Like, they were there protecting. Like,
no.
Often.
That's what the evil
those are called
for.
Angels.
I don't know why we got to this. Speaking of gargoyles.
I do.
Disney
of said streaming service.
And
I hope
speaking of streaming services, have you heard about this Dojo Pro?
Yeah.
The Dojo Pro, if you didn't hear their opening, is a TV show that we all had the pleasure to work on in some different capacities, hosted by Matt Lott.
Woo.
Grease here was one of the he was a senior editor, and also
I pushed Joey Janela.
Yeah, he's one of the camera guys. Yeah, you'll see him definitely on camera. You'll see Will and you'll see Terry. You won't see me as much on camera, but trust me, I'm there. I directed this thing. So it's called Dojo Pro, and it's the ultimate professional wrestling opportunity. A gauntlet competition in which 13 professional wrestlers, including stars like the Bad Boy,
Joey Janela,
James Storm, Jeff Cobb, Wheeler, Yuta, MJF, so many great people, fight their way up the ladder. Corey Hollis, the winner of each match, receives the Dojo Pro white belt and continues on. And at the top of the ladder, it's the Dojo Pro black belt. The winner of that gets a shot at the Ring of Honor World Television Championship. I do want to encourage everybody to go watch it. It's available on Amazon Prime right now. If you're a Prime member, it's absolutely free. And if you're not a Prime member, you can get it for $1.99 an episode or $20 for the season. 12 episodes, kind of reshaping the world of professional wrestling when it comes to the viewing habits. No more, you know, 6-hour weekly commitments. This is about a 5-hour total commitment. You can binge watch the whole thing, or you can take your time and slowly watch
it. Was there a ladder match that I missed?
You up the ladder.
Oh, you climb the ladder.
You climb the ladder. It's ranked 1 through 12.
Yeah, we couldn't get the insurance company
couldn't get the ceiling height.
We couldn't bring ladders in.
Maybe a tiny ladder.
Yeah.
Like a step ladder.
Like a step
ladder stool. Match.
Step ladder match.
Step ladder match. What about a step stool match?
Ooh.
You could probably do some damage. Put someone's head in a step. Never mind. Let's leave it at that. That doesn't happen. It's completely family-friendly. If you're watching with your kids, it's a great experience. There are some really hard-hitting wrestling, combat sport action, but it is made with the family in mind. So this is something you can sit around, enjoy it with your kids, and have a lot of fun doing it. And you really get to see some amazing action in a colorful show that I think you'll really enjoy. And you can find that either at dojopro.co, that's .co, because it's just fun to say, dojopro.co, or just on Amazon, just search Dojo Pro. You'll see it'll be the first thing that pops up. If you like it, write us a review on Amazon. And if you don't like it, just don't say anything. So that'd be appreciative. All right. Again, that's at dojopro.co. Back to what we're talking about.
So I selected a cruise.
You just booked one.
Just booked one. I didn't just book one.
You're just
checking. A couple of things that I like, and there's like one really big thing I don't like. One is
price.
Yeah. One, the thing I don't like is the price. For a family of four.
Also, it's tomorrow.
Yeah, for a family of four to do a pretty generic Miami to Key West to Nassau to their private island and back.
What
that's
are the
pretty
dates?
Standard.
What are the dates?
This is the cheapest one that wasn't themed. This one is in April.
So during spring break
and departs Miami.
Is the spring break element.
Let's go through the things you like and you don't like. Then we'll wrap it up.
I like that the price that they give you includes all fees, taxes, and everything. What's that?
Nothing hidden.
Nothing hidden. I do like that. I do like that it's like they don't give you the price per person. They give you the total. I put in there 2 adults, 2 children. I gave the ages, and they were discounted accordingly, which I kind of liked.
And it didn't come back. Hey, the whole thing's $500.
Yeah.
It's like, no, it's actually $5,000.
Yeah, no, it's as low as $500 right. per person. Like, you know, I like that it's that. But, okay, so the absolute cheapest is going to be Key West. They went away. Key West, Nassau, and the private island. The absolute cheapest for an inside room is going to be over $3,300, almost $3,400 total
for a family of four.
For a family of four,
5-night cruise.
This is a 5-night.
That's pretty good. Mm.
It's not awful, but it's an inside room.
That's a negative.
I will say this particular.
They got them singles rooms.
This particular cruise. The difference in the inside and a veranda is only $1,200. That's actually not bad.
No.
However, you are looking at a balcony room for you and 3 other people to be in that same room for $4,580. Yeah. Now, on something like, you know, Carnival or Royal Caribbean, like you could actually assign like 1 adult and a kid to 1 room. Another adult and a kid to the other room. It's going to be the same exact price as if you piled all 4 of you into the same room, and then you get a little bit more space. Pro tip.
Yeah.
But
fun to know.
There's a little bit more taxes and fees with the extra room, but nominal.
Cool. Good to know.
Well, yeah.
All right.
So not terrible. I like that you get a blanket price and it's the actual price all included.
Now, if you would have booked that cruise last January, say, would probably be 30 to 35% less than it is now. Because the price of cruising kind of is based on capacity.
Right.
So the cheapest with Disney always consistently is under 90 days.
Yeah, but say right before.
Right before or
way out.
the week that it's announced.
Yeah.
Well, let's just look at, well, I don't know.
I'll give you some off the record, I won't publicly say because I don't sponsor our show, secrets to how to even save more money.
Gotcha.
And how to find those specials.
I just selected January of 2020, which you said was a low day, and you said going out of Galveston, which would be a lower rate. Family of four would run me $4,500 right now.
And you got to get to Galveston.
For an inside room.
Galveston,
But it is a six night. It's an extra night from the other one. But anyway, tomato, those all fluctuate throughout the year. We all know this.
You like the song Galveston?
I do. I'm
really?
A big fan
Glenn
of it.
Campbell? There's a song called Galveston?
By Glenn Campbell?
Grease knows nothing.
I still hear you see we in the glowing.
Man, I can sing.
I still hear the dark eyes glowing.
There's a House Hero song called Galveston.
There's a different one.
Mm-hmm.
She was 21.
Probably not.
I love Galveston.
Timely.
It's wonderful.
Hey, what's that song on the recap on Dojo
Pro? Yeah.
We Make Our Stars.
We Make Our Stars.
Go. Did you play on that song?
No. I did not.
That's cool, man.
All right, we'll leave it at that.
Yeah. Tim did.
I figured.
And Tim did everything on it.
I don't know why. Oh, that was awkward. Well, with that, go to dojopro.co, watch the show. We'll be back with more coverage. So let's give a final. I feel like we need to recover from that. Final tip for this person coming back to the mainland. Listen to our show.
Plan your next trip.
Plan the next trip.
Plan that next trip.
Make a bad cocktail.
I'm not going to answer.
I don't think.
Read a book.
No, you said go pick up your dog, Will.
No, Logan said that.
That's if you want a real dose of reality.
Oh,
like
okay.
A slap you in the face, like welcome back.
Oh, you're actually looking for like concrete ways to.
Like, let's give them like a final tip of like ways to maybe keep the we've talked about keeping the Disney spirit alive at your home, but like how you can reacclimate to the.
You got to take
this.
That,
feels ridiculous.
I agree.
Take the Disney
agree.
Spirit to work.
Yeah.
Take it to work with you.
Wear Mickey ears to work.
Yeah.
No one's going to say anything.
I did see someone at the mall yesterday in Mickey ears, which is the first time I've seen outside of like.
Whistle while you work. I think the best advice that we have given today is literally just
pick up your dog.
Plan your next trip if you do it every year, which I'm assuming if you have a hard time. With the reality going from Disney back into the real world,
maybe
I'm assuming
you should take
you
a break from Disney. That's going to be my suggestion.
Support your local theme parks.
Take a break from
Disney,
folks.
Trust me, you'll learn to appreciate them much more.
Hit up PCB. You know what I mean?
They don't even have a theme park anymore.
Myrtle Beach.
Go Bowling Green. Hey, ain't nothing wrong with old Beach Bend Park, Bowling Green, Kentucky.
Beach Bend Park.
Find you a mall parking lot
Gatlinburg.
With a Gravitron on it, and just run it ragged all day long.
I like that.
They
idea
play
of
Metallica
of a,
music
of a mall,
again.
Of a mall, not a carnival.
No,
just a mall parking lot Gravitron. Yeah. They just got one thing. It's just one guy who runs it all day.
Yeah,
it's permanent. It's not even a touring drag Gravitron. It's oh yeah, that mall has a Gravitron in it. It's a little weird, I know, but hey, it's where they shot Back to the Future.
yeah, those guys that run the games. In the mall, in the mall carnivals, you gotta watch them.
There was a carnival up in somewhere in Tennessee that had this smoking clown who would just yell at you.
Mm-hmm. was this a gimmick or just like the clown happened to be on break?
No, he sits there smoking. He sounds like this. He's like, he'll just insult you as you walk by, trying to get you to dunk tank him.
Wait,
and it gets people real mad.
Mm-hmm.
Wait.
Mm-hmm.
You mean to tell me that there's a job where I could dress up as a clown and smoke all day?
Not even like a good clown.
Just
like a guy just with like white
people
like
as they walk by.
Paint. Oh, he just insults you. Look at you, fat boy. Like, it's just that kind of stuff.
Because
he tries to get you to come and hit him out of the duck tank.
Yeah, you want to. He tries to get people to get mad at him.
Right.
Logan, that is literally the most benign thing.
Yeah,
he
I
said.
Had to just.
It
well,
was,
this is a clean show. It was borderline.
Yeah, it was not borderline. It was genuinely offensive.
Oh, yeah.
Some of the things he was saying.
And he's.
It worked at
and
the
he makes
County
money
Fair.
Doing this.
No, I don't think a lot.
I don't know if he gets, makes a lot of money. It also may be one of the only jobs he was qualified to do because of his record. So,
yeah, there's a lot of convicted felons.
I wonder if he was like, man, I'll come on the road. Y'all just pay for my smokes and give me a prepaid phone and I'm good.
prepaid
What's the negotiations like for that job?
Look,
I don't know.
Curly hair boy.
I've been making fun of people for 36 months.
Yeah. Only five people have ever dunked me.
Honestly. Honestly, I didn't break kayfabe, man. It was ran ragged on me.
Well, that's where the wrestling started, in the carnival.
Really?
It was a sideshow kind of.
That would make sense.
Dylan has this whole story about it started with like men hitting each other with hammers. I'm not sure if that's true, but eventually
it sounds like he latched
like the
onto
Iron
one
Man
point.
Competition,
hitting each other with
Iron Man competition.
You know, they, like their
yeah,
logo.
Like the, you're talking, no, and then it became professional wrestling though as we know it. That's why they speak carny. They like have a different language. That's all comes from the world of the carnival.
Wow.
Pretty sure they first started wrestling bears.
First, they started wrestling in, like, Greeks.
Greeks?
Greece.
Greco-Roman
a different
wrestling.
Kind of wrestling.
Yeah, but then professional wrestling came out later on through the carnivals. You'd
right.
go see it, just like you'd go see
like this.
The bearded lady, whatever. You'd go see, oh, there's wrestling. And then they'd wrestle bears. Will's right. There was a famous wrestling bear who sadly is no longer Will's. So you can take a look. Google
it. It's about 100 or so years ago.
No, Lord, no.
Oh,
this
it was
bear
in Northeast
was,
Georgia.
He was like an 80-year-old bear when he finally...
Oh, gosh.
Ended. But,
in Northeast Georgia?
All through the, mainly the South. All through.
How did I never see this in my
childhood?
Devon
Braun Center.
Victor the Wrestling Bear?
Uh-huh. He was Russian bear.
Of course he was.
We had to take him
part
down.
Part of the Koloff.
That bear had full-on security, too, because those people
sadly,
in the South were like,
oh. His teeth removed. It was real sad. All right, moving on.
I like bears.
All right, let's wrap it up. That's it for WDW Today this week. Hope you enjoyed your time.
I didn't.
I'm Logan Seculo.
I'm Will Haynes.
I'm Terry Weaver.
I'm Matt Lott.
And I'm The Grease.
We've done better shows before. We'll see you
accurate
on the next show.